Hello, how's everyone doing? This is Dan from Tamil Memes and Chatty Stories. Back to you after a really long time. I think it's been nearly a month now since we published the last episode, so apologies for that, for not uploading anything for long. I think you deserve to know the reason why we didn't upload anything. I believe it's because of just life, I guess. We got busy, really busy. I mean, you know, life kind of started getting back to normal. So me and you, we were on our normal schedules and we just weren't able to take our time to record. So apologies for that, I must say. And you must be wondering, Dan is here, but Yubi isn't here right now. So he will be here soon. I mean, currently he is on a hiatus, so I hope that he gets back very soon, and I'm really looking forward to record the podcast with him again very soon. So yeah, that's that. And there are some updates on the podcast, by the way. I've been thinking for long if we should keep this podcast in Gujarati or in English, and I've finally come to a conclusion that maybe I should just keep it in English for the time being, because from what I've heard from my friends is that they really like it if we speak in English on the podcast. And not just my friends, some of my followers too, they feel like a podcast is kind of international, not bragging. So yeah, I think I just feel that I actually don't know what to say, to be honest. I just feel that I think it should be like that, because I just hope that everyone listening to this podcast must be intellectual. I mean, you guys must have a really good grasp of the English language. So I think that's the reason. I think from now on the podcast will probably go English. I'm not too sure, but it's just my assumption at the moment. And until Yubi gets back, which I believe he will, I'm not sure how the format will go from now on. So let's just see how it goes, to be honest. I mean, I want to experiment, try new things. So yeah, so let's just see how it goes. And by the way, we actually have a replacement for Yubi. Her name's Daisy. She is from Durban and she will give us updates about Durban from time to time. So I hope you like her. And if you have any kind of feedback, any criticism, anything at all regarding the podcast, please, please, please let us know. And by the way, some people have been reviewing the podcast onto iTunes and other platforms. I've actually been looking at it, and thank you very, very, very much for rating and reviewing the podcast, especially the gentleman from New Zealand. I believe he rated and reviewed the podcast on iTunes, and I actually got the notification. So I thank you very much, sir, and I hope you keep listening to the podcast. And other updates, I am actually obsessed with stats, so I basically check stats for the podcast literally every day on Spotify, and I've been seeing good numbers. So thank you very much to everyone who's been listening to the older episodes. They just kind of motivated me to literally get off my ass and record an episode. So yeah, here I am. So I guess let's get started. And in the first segment, Daisy will provide us with the COVID situation in Durban, and then I'll tell you about the COVID situation here in the UK. So yep, let's get into it. And how are you doing, Daisy?
Hey Dan, I'm doing good here. And about the COVID cases in Durban, like it's under control nowadays, and the cases are increasing rapidly. And now a few patients are there which are under treatment, and the recovery rate till now has been great. The borders of Daman have been opened. The way the tourists used to visit our Daman before the lockdown have started again, but with taken precautions. Like, people have adopted the new lifestyle, which is a great thing. They are wearing masks wherever they go, are sanitizing their hands as per the need arises, and maintaining the social distance too, till some extent. So yeah, the condition is better now, which is a great thing to know.
Alright, thank you very much, Daisy. That was some great insight on what's happening in Daman. And one more thing I'd like to add. I actually kind of seen it here in the UK, and even when I'm talking to my family back in Daman, it's just that people actually don't, people actually don't see the gravity of the situation we have in our hands. I mean, it's actually very bad. Some people, they literally don't wear masks and take social distancing very seriously, and that is actually one of the main reasons why the cases have been increasing rapidly. I believe a day or two ago I saw that India crossed the 5 million mark in terms of cases, which is quite bad. So I just hope that people in Daman keep doing what they're doing to stay safe, and if someone's not safe, tell them that you need to wear masks, be protected, because we need to beat this virus. So yeah, that's that. And in terms of COVID here in the UK, it's getting really bad here actually again, and I think lockdown 2 is imminent, because I was just reading up news before recording, and I just saw that I think in the upcoming days Northern England will experience lockdown 2 again. I think some places are already in lockdown, but more places are going to be added soon, and that will happen to London too. So if you guys are listening here in the UK, I just urge you to be protected, be safe, keep your family safe. That's all I'd like to say. So now let's get to the next section. I was actually discussing this with Daisy, and she told me that maybe this week you should tell people about the updates of the podcast, as well as what has happened during the past 3 to 4 weeks. Ganpati happened, right? And I don't think we acknowledged that. So I think today, I think for 10 more minutes, I guess 10 to 15 minutes, I'll actually be talking about the festivals at Daman. So yep, let's get to that. So how was everyone's Ganesh Chaturthi? For me, it was quite good this year, because I genuinely enjoyed it. The way I enjoyed it is I just went to one of my local temples celebration, as well as we actually kind of had a virtual tour of them, and of all the Ganpati Bappa idols that we had all around Daman. So if you want to check it out, it's still in the highlight section or highlight stories on my Instagram page, which is Daman Memes. So you should definitely actually check it out. It was really good. And I was talking to some of my friends and followers, and they were like, this year's Ganesh Chaturthi was very different, and it was like an experience which you can have just once in a lifetime. Because even the elders of my family, they were like, we've never seen anything like this, because this is all just new. So yeah, I mean, it was just very, very different, in all honesty. It was just good. That is all I would say. Some of the I think some of other followers, they messaged me on Dumb and Memes, because I don't think any of you guys actually messages or emailers on Jetty Stories as the email as well as the Instagram page. So please do it. I would absolutely love it. Like, just look at the gentleman from New Zealand who actually gave us a review. I mean, that is amazing. That is the best I can personally actually ask for. So yeah, I mean, it just warms me up. That's all. That is all I would say. And someone told me that maybe I should describe how we celebrate Ganesh Chaturthi in Daman. So the last time I celebrated it was, I'm not quite sure actually, about 7 to 8 years ago. So I don't have a really fresh idea. And I mean, that was about 7 to 8 years ago. That was literally like the last time I celebrated it in Daman, because after that I never had the chance to actually go Daman when it's Ganesh Chaturthi season in Daman. So yeah, I actually never had that experience, but I'll just tell you guys what I used to experience back in the day. So it all used to be, I mean, everyone used to be in festive moods, used to be really cheerful and merry, like everyone just used to, like, you know, get on their new clothes and stuff, and like, you know, pray. I think every morning and even every evening actually. And one other thing, I don't think we've even mentioned Shravan, right? So I think Shravan, like, you know, as a kid I had the excitement, like, you know, when Shravan ends, then we'll have Ganesh Chaturthi, and after that we'll have after that I'll be able to check it in. I think I kind of made a big deal out of it. So yeah, like, I mean, it just used to be really great and awesome in my experience. And then, like, you know, once you've done darshan of Ganpati Bappa, like, you know, you can finally break your fast. I'm not quite sure if that's the proper term, sorry if I'm incorrect. You can definitely message me on Dumb and Memes telling me I was wrong. So yeah, you can definitely do that. And then, like, at some places we only used to have about 3 to 4 days of celebration, whereas in some places it's like literally 9 days of celebration. So yeah, like, that used to happen. And then I remember I always used to, for Visurjan, I always used to go on Moti, like on Moti Daman side. And it used to be great, because what used to happen was literally everyone goes in Chotahati or Isa temples to basically do the Visurjan. And the queue used to start all the way from Moti Daman football ground till you see the turn of the fort, basically. If you are actually traveling from Chetty to Moti Daman football ground, I'm not quite sure if I did that correctly, or where the new road is, that what do you say, Moti Daman Chetty Road, I'm not quite sure. I actually don't know the correct term for that, but yeah, I think that's the proper term, to be honest. So yeah, I mean, you know, we had some really, really huge Ganpati Bappa idols in Daman, actually, if I'm not mistaken, because at places, at this group such as Daman Ka Raja, Jetty Ka Raja, and even Teenbatti Ka Raja, like, you know, like, we actually used to have really, really huge idols. So this year, I don't think the celebration was really grand because of COVID. So I just hope that next year everything gets back to normal. I really, really hope that happens. And yeah, even we used to get off from school. I'm not quite sure if that used to happen. And the people of Daman, like, they just like celebrating. I mean, that's just the kind of people we are. Like, even if you see in Leicester, even here in Daman, in London, you know, we do that. We basically have idols in our houses. And if you're in Leicester, Like, I've actually been to some celebrations from Leicester. Like, if you've done a stop night at your place, then you would normally go to Coventry or Liverpool for Visurgin. I mean, that's what normally happens. I'm not quite sure if anyone else goes there. So yeah, I mean, I only know about two places, just Leicester and Thomond. That's also, if you guys know about any other places, literally just let me know. I would actually like to know how these two particular gentlemen know about, like, the gentleman from Canada and the gentleman from New Zealand. I would actually like to know how you celebrated your Ganesh Chaturthi. I would actually love that to know. So yeah, I mean, I think that's probably it for this episode, because I genuinely don't want to go over 15 minutes, but I think we're kind of past 15 minutes now, because I just don't like talking to myself. So yeah, that's that, and I just hope that each and every one of you do well, you and your family does well. I hope you guys stay safe and stay strong, as well as keep on listening to Jetty Stories. And I would again like to apologize that this had to happen. We were on a hiatus, so I just hope UB is back again, and then we can give you guys some more stories from Jetty. And one more thing, so what has happened is, because UB is on a hiatus, what would happen from now on is, if I'm to do this alone, then I would only be able to actually publish two episodes per month. I mean, that's the least I want to do. So if I was to release an episode, I will literally, I'll actually just, I'll let you guys know on Demon Memes page, and I'll at least publish two episodes per month. I mean, that's the least I can do. So yeah, I mean, that's that, and I'm just really glad that I have so many of you following us. And one more good news. I think we are going to cross this on Spotify. Like, we have a metric, so we are going to cross about 1,000 listen very soon, hopefully in a month. So yeah, just keep on listening, and I even loved your feedback on YouTube, so I'll start uploading more episodes on YouTube as well. And yeah, I just hope you guys keep listening. And yeah, just wanted to tell you guys that, like, if anyone, suggest this podcast to them, rate and review this podcast, share it with anyone who would like to hear things about us. And also, please give us all the feedback you can, good, bad, criticism, rant, anything at all. Or if you want our listeners to know about you or about your experiences, please write in to us at jettystories@gmail.com. I'll repeat, jettystories@gmail.com, and I would absolutely love to let other listeners know about your story. All right, then, have a great day or a good night, depending on where you're listening from. Take care, bye bye.